While the state's private sector added 8,200 jobs in January, the unemployment rate climbed to its highest level in nearly a year, at 8.6%. But the State Department of Workforce Development says the rise in the unemployment rate is due to a huge influx of people to the labor force, which is made up of both people with jobs and those actively looking for work. In a statement, Governor Mike Pence called the job numbers encouraging, but said the economy is still struggling. He called on the General Assembly to pass a budget that puts Hoosiers back to work, which he says would include his proposed 10% income tax cut. Senate Appropriations Chair Luke Kenley says the Pence tax cut is a viable option, but the legislature has to determine the best way to stimulate the economy.
And how do we go about doing this in a way that we don't threaten our ability to just, you might say, maintain a reasonable budget in the future without having some big hiccups?
House Minority Leader Scott Pilath says expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act is the best job creation measure, citing a study that says it could add up to 30,000 jobs in the state. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.